Thank you, and good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here today, and I have the grand privilege to present on behalf of the PAHO team, one of them who's here, Dr. Matthew Murphy, who is my partner in crime and a former consultant working with us, as well as Dr. Luis Augusto Calvao, who is my boss. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to reflect a little bit on what is happening currently in the region of the Americas on health and all policies. I am going to talk about our plan of action. We are the first region, the first WHO region, to have adopted a plan of action in health and all policies. I'm going to address how that plan came into being, and then I will also reflect a little bit on what we're doing in terms of capacity building, and then conclude in terms of some next steps and future opportunities. So we are the regional office of the World Health Organization. We cover a total of 38 member states. And the region of the Americas is indeed a very diverse region. And one of the biggest challenges that we have is that of inequity as well as poverty. And despite the fact that we are a middle-income region, we are also seeing these very stark inequities in terms of income levels. And we have evidence that suggests that one in five residents is living on less than $2 a day, and we have approximately 70 million people in the region that still live in extreme poverty. You will also see from the graph that whilst income has indeed increased over the last 30 years, the gap between those who have and those who have not have also increased significantly. As I said, the region of the Americas is a very diverse region. We have a number of challenges, including that of non-communicable diseases. And this is just to stress here that if we are to address the non-communicable diseases, there are indeed a number of determinants of health that need to be addressed, and that really does go beyond the health sector. So there is really a need to work with other sectors. I want to highlight the Rio Political Declaration on the Social Determinants of Health that was adopted in September 2011, primarily because the five pillars of that declaration really informs our technical collaboration, our technical work in the Pan American Health Organization that speaks to that of participation, the role of the health sector, governance, global action, as well as that of monitoring progress. But I also want to highlight the Rio Political Declaration because in that particular declaration, it does stress that health and all policies is indeed a very practical tool to implement this particular declaration. And then, of course, I want to also stress the fact that given that we do consist of 35 member states, we do have a plan of action, a strategic plan of action. And in that action, you'll see that we have very specific indicators that speak to health and all policies. And that means that countries are indeed accountable and report back every 6 months in terms of what has been done on health and all policies. This whole conference is, of course, on health and all policies, so I'm not going to dwell on the definition of what is health in all policies, but I do want to say that it is really a way of really addressing the social and environmental determinants of health, and as I mentioned earlier, we really use that as a key tool to implement the Rio Political Declaration on the social determinants of health. So what has happened in the region of the Americas? You may know that the central theme of the 8th Global Conference on Health Promotion called for health in all policies. That particular conference took place in Finland 2 years ago. And in February 2013, in the region of the Americas, we actually held a regional consultation with all our countries and different stakeholders. And one particular recommendation that came out of that consultation was the need to really have a plan of action on health and all policies. We know that health and all policies is not a new term. It's been around for a long time. It goes back to the Alma Ata. And what countries were saying was that they really wanted to have a plan so that countries could be accountable. Part of that consultation was also to present evidence from the region. What often happens is that there is actually a lot of rich evidence in the region of the Americas on health and law policies, but it's not always shared because it's written in Spanish. So part of that consultation was also to consolidate all the different good practices and evidence we have in the region of the Americas. And that was later published and also presented at the conference in Finland. We also further developed some of those case studies, in particular 5 case studies, because there was a lot of interest from the countries to really sort of demonstrate the how-to. How do we actually apply this health and all policies? So what we did was that we extended and expanded on 5 particular case studies that we can also share with you. We worked with Chile University to conduct an analysis of intersectoral action, and you may know that in June 2013, countries actually committed to Health and Law Policies Conference Statement, and in January 2014, WHO launched their WHO Framework on Health and Law Policies. So again, just to highlight, we have wonderful, wonderful examples of health and law policies in the region of the Americas. We would love to share that with you in more detail. Right now, I can't go into so many details, but these are just some examples from Chile, Costa Rica, and Brazil. They have been documented, and we would be delighted to share those case studies with you. Again, I want to point to the fact that this was a very historic moment for the region of the Americas when our plan of action was adopted by our member states in September 2014. And of course, that particular plan was done in close consultation with a number of stakeholders with all our countries, and it was also aligned with the framework of the WHO on health and all policies. So you'll see here we have 6 lines of actions. Some of them, and I will speak to the one on capacity a little later on, but this is what we have to implement over the next 5 years. It consists of 12 process indicators, and that's important because we often have discussions about how do we actually measure health and all policies, and I want to stress that these are process indicators. Again, what are some of the what does this plan mean in concrete terms? What are we going to do over the next 5 years? What we want to do is that we want to learn from other regions. We are working very closely with our European colleagues, learning from their experience on health and all policies. We are about to conduct another training on health and all policies where we are inviting our colleagues from other regions as well to join us so we can learn and move this agenda together. We are rolling out a course on health and all policies, and we're scaling up health impact assessment. And we are also really working with those existing networks that are very strong in the region of the Americas. We recently had an expert consultation. Matthew Murphy here was very instrumental in organizing that consultation with myself. And the purpose of that consultation was really to sort of say, we now have a regional plan of action. What are we going to do with that plan of action over the next 5 years? We gathered a number of experts, a total of 65 experts, and their role was really to sort of say, okay, we are going to develop this roadmap on define. We're going to define activities and what we will be doing over the next 5 years. What we also did during that consultation was to review a white paper. We are about to publish a white paper on health and all policy, specifically focusing on the region of health on the region of the Americas. And we also reviewed an indicator analysis. And this was a paper that was developed to really help countries to think about if they were to develop a plan of action, what kind of indicators could they use to do that. And that goes back to the discussion that I mentioned earlier, that we have a lot of discussion going on in terms of how do we actually measure the impact of health in all policies. You may have heard of the Health and All Policies Training Manual that was recently launched by the WHO. This manual was developed with Ilona Kickbush, who, as you may know, is the queen of health and all policies, as we refer to her in our office. And this is really a manual that shows how this agenda can be implemented, because As we know, health and all policies is all about politics, and that makes it a challenge in terms of taking this agenda further. And this particular course, we have three institutions trained from the region of the Americas, Fiocruz from Brazil, Flaxo from Chile, as well as the Institute of Public Health from Mexico. We have those three institutions trained. They are now responsible for rolling out this course in the region of the Americas. And they came to our expert consultation straight after the training course that they did in Geneva and reported back on how this manual can be useful for the roadmap in terms of implementing the regional plan of action in the region of the Americas. We were also the first region to roll out this manual. We held our first course on health and all policies in Suriname, and that was held in May this year. And this was a total of 60 participants who came from, they were from the whole of the Caribbean, and what was so unique about it was that we had actors from other sectors, because trust me, this continues to be our biggest challenge. We keep saying that we need to include and work with other actors, but again, we often speak to those who really do understand the language of health. So it was a very unique course in that sense that we had so many representatives from very different sectors. We held a second course in Cuernavaca in Mexico, and this was a different focus, but here the focus was really to focus on training of trainers, and I see my time is nearly up, training of trainers, and the idea here is what they did was that they also developed policy briefs that again can build upon this course as we continue to roll it out in the region, but also a plan in terms of how they're going to train their peers on health and all policies. And then we have our third course coming up in Rio de Janeiro that will happen in less than 2 weeks. And we have one planned in February in 2016. So just to say, we have a number of opportunities in the region as well. This is just, I just mentioned what we're doing in terms of training. We're also developing equity profiles. And most recently, we also established a task force on health and all policies and the sustainable development goals. You will be aware that the global community has just adopted 17 goals for the period of 15 years. We see that as a real opportunity for health and all policies because the SDGs is really a hands-on exercise, if you like, of health and all policies because you're bringing all these different actors together around the table who have negotiated these 17 goals. And we wanted to take advantage of that in terms of our plan of action as well. So we now have a task force and a working group that have met twice that again has also identified opportunities in terms of how we can work with the Sustainable Development Goals and health and all policies. As I mentioned, we had our health and all policies expert consultation in Washington, D.C. in March this year. We are about to also initiate, or we are planning for a regional forum on urban health in Medellin in December. The focus here will be on health and all policies at the local level because we know that a lot of good practices exist at the local level and we really want to focus on those and capture those. And this is also where we will be also conducting training on health and all policies. We then have our WHO Global Conference on Health Promotion in Shanghai in November 2016, and that's where we will be looking back and taking stock of all the progress that we have made on health and all policies. I will stop here, back on time. Thank you.